Welcome to Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Brian Craven. We're brought to you by Epic Esports. And wherever you are listening across this great country or even the world, glad to have you tonight. We're going to have a couple of guys on, at least one other person. This is sort of a last minute thought on some of the roster moves we've seen with free agency, the impending draft. And we're just going to chat about that a little bit. My boy Slim Shady has been ghosting me lately. Okay, he hasn't been ghosting me. I know he's busy. He's young. He's got a life. Whatever. But he's not able to be on for the show. We were talking about doing one, and we couldn't pull it together today. If you have missed it, you should check out in league content, you should check out his article on free agency. It's part one. He's got more coming. Great article, and yes, you're going to cry bias because he's talking about my new team, but he's also got some great things to say about Jacksonville and Fort Worth, including a rather bold prediction. So, I mean, I actually kind of agree with him with his prediction, but nonetheless, it's good stuff, and I recommend you take a look at it. So, without any further ado, let's move forward. And as I always say, get comfortable, grab a smooth drink and maybe a stogie and relax because we're going to chat for a bit. Okay, moving on. First topic I want to hit is some of the roster moves that we've seen already, specifically some underrated or overlooked moves. As I view them, obviously. Disclaimer, these are Coach Craven's opinions and as such are not subject to legal repercussions. Anyway, moving on. These are some moves that I think are pretty interesting. They're good moves for their teams. Not trashing anybody's moves yet. We'll probably get to that some other time, but not today. First move up, the first one that I think probably, I mean, I'm sure everybody noticed because he's a well-known fella in the league, Tommy Rahman, fullback for LA. We all know who Tommy Rahman is. It's the owner of Nico, I think, is probably what he's most famous for, which is kind of sad, but fullback. I like this move for them. One of the things that I thought LA struggled with late in the season was a little bit of consistency on offense. You might be thinking, well, fullback, not a huge weapon. Yes, but they've got a pretty good running back, and any help they get him to running the ball, if he gets a couple extra yards, he's out of that third and long. It's all about staying out of third and long. With a running back like that, having a fullback in front of him to get him a little bit better blocking, I like the move. I think it's an underrated and potentially overlooked move. Next one up, I mentioned last night on Dave's show last night, I believe. I might have overlooked it then. It's actually two players. London. And we had a big brouhaha. That's a fight, I believe. I'll have to go look that word up. We had a big to-do from London. Great show, by the way. That was fun. Good job, Benji. Putting that together. And if you think I'm talking about the main signing, that's actually the least interesting signing of the entire season. No, the one that interests me, the underrated and overlooked, Cam Frosby, defensive tackle, and Butch Minner on the offensive line. I think those two moves could prove to be very, very good for London. Butch is obviously going to help that running game. They needed more running. Hey, we got somebody coming in. We're going to keep going. Just going to bring in Mike Twinscrew. And while Mike's joining up and all of that stuff, I'll keep talking. Butch Minner, a good move for them. I thought that was a fantastic pickup by London. Chad's a smart guy. He's done pretty well, and it's exciting to see that happen. And then Cam Frosby, heck of a player, to have a second good defensive tackle is going to make them a real challenge. Before I move on, let's see if Mike can hear me all right. I'm not seeing his. There we go. Take a minute, take a drink of my drink here. Are you with me, Mike? Very exciting part of the show, I'm sure, for all of you. We'll keep talking while Mike gets set up. London, Cam Frosby at defensive tackle, Butch Minner at offensive line. Great move. The next one up, Lone Star, my former team. I thought they did a great thing by bringing in Ziggy Vronick, second tight end. They showed us for most of the season last year that they weren't going to use fullback. And so I was wondering, and I think I might have even said it on air, that I thought they should go for a second tight end. Ziggy, if you don't know, is Ace's son-in-law. Great guy. He's going to fit right in with them, and they're going to have a lot of fun having him on the team. Plus, he's a weapon. They use a lot of those two tight end sets. Going to run out of them, going to throw out of them. Having that contract player in that spot is a good move for them. And Mike's looking a little bit perplexed at the moment. He obviously can hear me because he just laughed at me, but I can't hear you, bro. So we're going to take a pause here and go take care of our technical issues, and then we'll jump right in. Okay, we got Mike in here all set up, and I'll move on to my last overlooked, underrated, and this is probably not the right word for it because it's been quite scrutinized, but Mike's putting together his little list as we speak. The last one for me was Matt South to Carolina, and I might hurt some feelings here because I got some friends that disagree with me, but Matt South was not the problem. All right, the band's got a maxed out build. It's play calling. So I don't think it's fair to Matt. I don't think the public perception of Matt was particularly fair. Carolina's made a couple of moves. They brought in a new coach and a couple of things like that. I think that's going to be something to watch. It's going to be interesting. I don't think you're going to see a drop-off, for example, from Xander Gold. This is a quarterback that can burn you if you don't respect him. So that's my take on that. Just to recap, the four, it's actually five people, but the four underrated or overlooked roster moves: Tom Rahman, fullback to LA, Cam Frosby, defensive tackle, Butch Minner, offensive line to London, Matt South, quarterback to Carolina, and Lone Star, Ziggy Vronick, tight end two. And how about you, friend? What do you got?
So you're talking underrated?
Yeah, underrated, underlooked, you know, underhyped, whatever, that could have a kind of a big impact with the team they've joined.
I hate to talk about London. but Benji Mattson. I mean, it was a signing, and really that's all you heard about it. You right. know, and I think Benji's going to do a fantastic job over there. Mm-hmm. Wow. Still going through. We can keep chatting as I look through.
Sure.
This.
No problem. I think there's a few of those, and there's always going to be a couple that you don't think about. It's the behind the scenes stuff that there's a lot of behind the scenes moves that were made. Queen City, obviously, a lot of changes, front office things there. Lone Star's got, you know, basically only one returning coach because Charles handed off the defensive coordinator role, and right. I'm gone, although I didn't do very much at the end there. You've got a few things like that going on. That's going to be interesting to see, and there's obviously people in the league that are more about their front office and coaching stuff than their player. So we'll probably do teams a disservice when we focus so much on their, you know, value of the player, things like that.
Right. You mentioned Queen City, you know, Hubba is somewhat new there. Right. And I think he's going to do an awesome job.
Rookie last season, I believe. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Hubba's a good guy. I chatted with Hubba quite a bit. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Andre Krim. You know, he kind of got a bad rap, I think, the first season or so that he was in. But I think that's a great pickup for those guys. He's a smart dude. And I think he's up in their front office too, right?
Yes. I can't remember the exact role, but yeah.
But so Krim is going to do great over there.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I haven't seen, I don't think, let me see, look at, where did, he was on Houston last year.
Guy Cash? He went somewhere else.
He was my damn coach in Madison. I can't even think of his name right now. Jacob Clear.
Oh, Jacob Clear. Oh, he is, yeah. I've had concussions. Jacob's coaching for Charleston, I believe.
Is it Charleston? Yeah, that's right. That's right. And they haven't put him on the team yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised by that.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a couple of spots left. You know, they still need a defensive end and a blank spot I have for Charleston because I don't know where they're going to go.
Right. How many – he's a DB, right? So how many DBs do they have on the roster right now?
A metric ass ton.
That's a technical term, by the way. Look it
right,
up.
It is technical. Two corners, two free safeties, two strong safeties. So they are stacked in the back there.
Well, that makes you wonder if Jacob, unless he's converting to a linebacker, which
– yeah. Well, and they got two linebackers right now, inside and outside. So maybe.
Yeah, that's interesting. I actually kind of missed that move. I knew he went over there, but I just sort of assumed his player was in the mix, and he might not be.
Right,
might not be. That would be interesting.
Interesting.
Huh.
You know, Denver's they're picking up people here and there. Hugo to Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Fennec to Denver, which I was surprised about.
Mm-hmm.
Good kicker.
Yeah.
You've always got to take that place of a legend over there.
Kind of a large kicking shoe to fill, doesn't he?
Right. Two or three of them, maybe.
Yeah.
Matt will be all right. Matt, he's a good kid.
Yeah.
He's going to be just fine over there.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting moves, I think, you know, just league-wide.
Mm-hmm.
A couple here, a couple there. You know, you talked about Lone Star a little bit. How about Bobo going to defensive tackle?
Mm-hmm.
You know, interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, Lone Star's had a couple of decent pickups. Nate Hall, great guy.
Mm-hmm. He's no Doug Day, but he'll be all right.
Well, right.
Come on, Nate. You know I had to say it.
No, it's real interesting, you know, and I'm working on my mock draft, and I'm just waiting on Sioux Falls, man. Come on.
Right.
Everybody knows you're not signing anybody new. Just get the signings done already.
I know.
You know, because just about everybody is done with what they're doing just about, I think.
Yeah, we saw Al Lewis retire today.
Yeah.
That's disappointing. Wow. Al's a buddy of mine, and I enjoyed being on the same team with him. But yeah, I'm trying to think if there's a couple guys sitting out there. We saw a couple guys come back that, you know, hey, let's be honest. We question the pedigree on those, but hey, whatever, you know,
Well, I mean, you got Arizona and Vancouver are done. They will not draft. So, I think there might even be another team or two that fall into that. I'm waiting to see if Baltimore picks up a running back here in free agency, then they'll be done.
Oh, yeah. Do you think they will? You know, if I'm Baltimore, there's so many good prospects sitting out there. I wouldn't sweat it too much.
No. You know, just waiting to see what they do. It wouldn't surprise me either way.
Yeah.
You know, if they pick free agency or if they wait for the draft, you know, there's four or five really good running backs in the minor leagues. So, hell, they're all maxed out, I think, or pretty close.
Yeah. If they're not, they're so close.
Yep.
Did T-Roy – now, did he go fullback? Did I remember seeing that?
Yeah, T-Roy went fullback.
Okay. Interesting move for them as well. I wonder about that move. I wonder about – obviously, everybody knows I like fullbacks.
Yep.
You know, if those that don't know, Cam Collier gets mad at me if he thinks I'm giving him the ball too much. You know, he's like, I'm there to block. All right. Cam's one of my best friends from going way back. And yeah, he's there to block, but it is also nice to not be throwing the ball to a generic when you get one of those checkdowns, you know, doing offense. Sometimes you're like, no, don't throw it to that guy. Oh God. You know, at least if it goes to Cam, I feel good about it.
Right. How many we got right now? One, we count the fullbacks. 1, 2. Three, four, five, six, eight, nine, ten, 11. There are 11 fullbacks signed already. I don't think there were half that last year.
No.
Right? So 11 signed already. And not very many offensive linemen. So we go back to the last time that we talked, right? We talked about Vancouver, right? Maybe picking up a fullback, which they didn't, instead of an offensive lineman, because that's what Denver did. Now you see everybody picking up fullbacks.
Yeah. We're going to see that play action to the fullback over the middle a gajillion times this next season.
Right, right. So defenses are on notice for the fullback. I'm really surprised about those fullbacks, the 11 that are signed already, and I don't think they're done yet. I think a couple of minor leaguers will be signed fullbacks. You know, we could have more than half the teams having fullbacks this season.
Why do you think that is? Do you think now – I know – I get why. Well, let me back up. Andy, I remember Andy when I first, my rookie year. Now we were only at 17 roster spots at that point. I think he was on one of the draft panels and he just said he didn't see the value of fullbacks at that time. And I understood what he was trying to say. Do you think we're seeing more fullbacks now because we're not exactly bursting at the seams with offensive linemen? And teams are trying to get that from them? Or do you think they're going to try and use these guys, a la Denver? Yeah. You know, what do you think is going to happen with that?
So I think more value with a blocking fullback, right, than an offensive lineman. I love offensive linemen. You know, my first season in Louisiana, we had Leonard and
you had two, right?
Yeah. I'm retarded tonight. I cannot remember names tonight.
I don't see any alcohol. You're not drinking. Right. So.
Oh, I had a glass of wine. Okay. So we had two, and it was fantastic. I mean, Reggie ran for, you know, over 2,000 yards. Where last year we lost one, and it was a difference. There was a difference there. It could have been, you know, legend setting, stuff like that, defense getting better. It could have been all of that.
Sure.
But there was a change, and it was harder to run with Reggie. But I think there's more value with a fullback vice the offensive lineman. You know, you get another, you get a tight end set with a fullback too. And it's really the same thing, if not better, because you also have options. Tight end, fullback, swings, whatever. I think everybody's seeing that now. Granted, Denver probably paved the way on that. I don't know. You know, I know there are teams that have been doing it for a while. But like Denver made it work the last two seasons. So.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, I thought, I'll tell you, it, you know, had a fullback the whole time I've been coaching in the league, and we had two linemen, and I still liked having that extra blocker. And I'm with you. We finished the season, both Ike and Cam, you know, had to progress. They were, I mean, they came in as silver, but they weren't quite the beastly level they were. We finished their rookie season with over 100 yards rushing average for our team. And I think we were able to run the ball relatively effectively, even without a fully badass running back.
So,
I'm with you. And like I said earlier, as you know, there's a lot of plays in there that the fullback's one of the options. If you're trying to get that blocking, maybe you've been putting coaching points on the blocking, but you got this play over here where he's a receiver. You're like, at least if it's a contract fullback, you might get a little bit more out of it. So
I had a blast, you know, coaching in Louisiana, we never had a fullback. So coaching this season in Salt Lake, having Terrell Sutherland, I got to play with a lot of different things, you know. And one of the big things that Ross and I talked about at the beginning of the SLC season was using everybody, or make sure that we used everybody, right? Mm-hmm. Two wide receivers, a tight end, a fullback, a running back, making sure that we got the ball to everybody, you know. So I had to put in a lot of plays for Terrell to get in there. You know, it didn't do too bad. 110 yards rushing and two touchdowns for the season. One in the championship.
Not I was going to say, you got the backbreaker against us. I love that play, by the way. Drove Charles nuts when I put it in the playbook. Drove him nuts, but I love that play. I've used that play before. When I saw him get the ball, I went, shit.
I was surprised he bounced it out a little bit, but, you know, it helped out.
Yeah, good play. Good play. And you're right. That's not something you would do with a generic. Defense has got something else they got to kind of worry about.
No swings. I mean, you look at you know, pro sets and stuff like that, where you got the two swings. I mean, you go either way. Mm-hmm. You got to guard 6-7 receivers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Hey, I love fullbacks, obviously, but I think, and it's probably back to the original part of why we're seeing so many fullbacks. Let's just face it. It's more interesting to be a fullback than it is an offensive lineman for a lot of people. So it's a supply and demand issue. Those teams are going to want that extra blocking. Probably some of them would prefer to have linemen, but there aren't enough out there. So there you go.
Well, and you know, I mean, last season, because of the supplemental draft the year before, we had all those offensive linemen and stuff like that. And now teams, I think quite a few teams are probably switching them to the D line. Mm-hmm. You know, we did it. Lone Star did it. I didn't really pay attention to who else did it, but I'm sure there's a couple more.
Yeah.
You know, just giving those guys opportunity to hear their name called, because as an offensive lineman, you don't.
Yeah, you got to go out of your way. The only time they get called is when they get a penalty.
Right.
or in the opening introductions.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Really excited to see Leonard on the D line this year. That'll be fun.
You know, I've been in the locker room a week now. You told me I was going to like him. Great guy.
Leonard's a fantastic dude.
Fun guy. I'm having a lot of fun already. It's so good to be back in the locker room again. And I everything worked out the way it should. I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah.
Pretty happy with it.
Our locker rooms, it's usually pretty fun anyway.
Yeah. You know?
Got a couple of quiet guys, but for the most part, we have a good time in there.
Yep. All right. Well, we kind of started touching on it. The second topic I had in here was taking a little bit of a look at the draft. Now, I'm not going to ask you to give away anything in your mock draft. I know you're not done, because you've got to see free agency play out. I can think of a couple moves, a couple of things that I'm waiting to see that we'll talk about when we're not being recorded, because I don't want to give anything away. the question I put down for myself is, are we going to see an early run on defense, specifically defensive line? There's a lot of teams that still need defensive line, and there aren't a lot of prospects out there. And on top of that, you can't draft a linebacker as a defensive end, which I find kind of odd. I can be expecting an angry DM from one of the league front office people to explain to me why I'm flawed in asking that question. I welcome it. Anyway, do you think we might see a run early on defensive linemen?
I do, for the first, I'll give away the first half of the first round. Mm-hmm. There's a run on line, D line, and quarterbacks. I think the quarterback run is going to go quick.
The quarterback run?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Boy, if you need both, you're kind of in trouble, aren't you?
You're hurting, yeah, because, I mean, if you're looking at the draft for a defensive end or defensive tackle, you got to get them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to be gone mid-second round.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, completely gone. Even guys, we've got a guy at San Jose came in mid like 3-4 games into the season. Good guy, he'll be great in the locker room. Matthew Holford. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. you don't see him out in chat a whole lot, but he is in the locker room a lot. Very, very good guy. But his value isn't going to be particularly high.
No.
But yet, so.
You know, but if you need a defensive line,
yep.
You want that, or, you know, where you can progress, or you want the generic, you know.
I don't.
Matt's on my board, so.
Yeah, no-brainer. It's a no-brainer to me in that situation.
Yep. Yep. So yeah, I think the quarterbacks are going to go quick. They'll all go first round. That's what I think, right? And then early to mid first round, there'll be the run on the D line.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking at right now. Of course, that could change depending on what damn Sioux Falls is doing.
Right.
You know, and again with Arizona and Vancouver already done, San Diego and DC already have two first round picks.
Oh, right.
Right. Cause they just slide up. So, you know, and we'll see what else happens on if anybody else falls out of the first round, cause they're done drafting. Cause, yeah, I mean, San Diego, DC, two first round picks.
Well, and Dave said the other day, we were talking, somebody said, are you going to draft anybody? He said, no. Now Dave's always playing games with us. So I know they've still got, if they're not, they've still got a couple signings to do. So yeah, there's a couple other teams that could potentially not be drafting in that first round.
Yeah. So Lone Star needs a receiver still, if they're going to go three, which I don't know.
I think that's Dave. Will. That's the thing. Is Dave going to re-sign?
Right. Is he going to re-sign? If not, are they just going to stick with the two wide receiver, two tight end? You know, maybe they go fullback too.
Yeah. Well, I'd be surprised, but you never know.
Yeah. And what are they going to do with, are they going to go kicker punter? Cause they don't have either yet.
Right. And they have James Troll as a coach. So they have that kicker if they want him.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're going to do then. So that would make sense if Dave is going to sign. And then James B. kicker, then they'd be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. We'll see what happens with Dave's big news, whatever that is, tomorrow night.
That's right. That's right. Couple now, when his show goes, is free agency closed or is it close at midnight?
Closes at midnight, I believe.
Wow. So Dave pulling an ultimate diva move here, isn't he?
Right.
Come on, man.
Got to have it on the show. I get it.
Yeah, but I do too.
Could have done it too. Tuesday.
I'm going to be at work. I'll have to hear about it later. All of a sudden, my DMs will be blowing up while I'm at work.
Yeah, it's still interesting. You know, last 24 hours of free agency. We'll see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Still a lot of spots left, though.
Yeah, there's still a lot of dominoes that could fall into play. Is that the right term? Yeah, a lot of dominoes that could fall.
Yeah. So right now, I'll tell you that on my mock draft, I'm doing three rounds.
Hmm.
And I have 56 picks right now.
Okay.
Right? That'll go away, I would assume, with some more Sioux Falls, because I did keep them on my board.
Okay. Not
knowing what we're going to do. But yeah, right now I got 56.
That leaves some guys in the minors for another year, yep. Or out of luck, unless they're going to announce something to change that. Boy, I would sure hate to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many second year. There's a lot of second years on the draft board, obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, the value, you just can't pass that up.
Mm-hmm.
But my last count in the minors was 133, I think it was.
Wow.
You know, so we're drafting less than half.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I don't think we've been at that point. I mean, no, we had that
not
one.
That many.
Yeah, we had that one when your rookie year, when we had seven rounds, if you count the supplemental.
Yep.
Hmm.
Like a supplemental draft.
AKA the Lone Star Draft.
Right. Who was driving that clown car?
I remember when Charles told me what we could do. I was like, oh my God, they're going to hate us.
Yeah, you got Lone Star made out, that's for sure. Oh, what a draft that was.
Three big stars out of the out of five, six, and seven.
Crazy.
Yeah, had to fix that right quick, didn't they? I don't blame them.
No, no, not at all. Had to, yeah. I'm interested to see how DC does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their quarterback has done, Shabazz has done some progressions, you know, and he's getting there now. And
frankly, didn't do that badly last season. Yeah. And that, I mean, that's a testament to the coaching.
Yeah.
And I think it's worth noting that there wasn't some kind of max exodus out of DC. A lot of people re-upped, a lot of people stayed. And, you know, anytime you see that with an organization, that tells you at least a little bit about something,
they got a couple of signings too, you know? So, I mean, granted, Peanuts say that was a given.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got, what else did they get? Jack Russell. Was he there last season?
Who?
Jack Russell.
I think he might've been LA last season. I can't remember exactly.
Anyway, DC's gotten a couple of signings, you know, so that says a lot too. You know, they got some good stuff going on over there, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you want to say, have you seen anybody you feel like they're just like hanging on for dear life and they may have failed miserably in the offseason and better hope they hit it big in the draft or
any teams?
Yeah.
So far, I am surprised by the lack of signings from Jacksonville.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. They still have 7 spots open.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I figured that you know, Jacksonville being Jacksonville, you know, a good team, good history, that people would flock to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they are. You know, we still got a day left.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that Denver hasn't signed a quarterback and a running back.
Mm.
Although going to the draft, you know, that kind of makes sense too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get their new folks brand new and teach them how they want to be taught, you know, the Denver way.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. But really, I think all the other teams are doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Tulsa's got a few spots left. Mexico City's got a few spots left, but really Houston's got a few spots left. Other than that, I mean, it's really down to 2-3 spots for each team.
Yeah.
So no, I think everybody's doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's just a couple that I saw lose players that I thought, well, how do you let that guy go? But stuff happens, you know, I don't know what's behind the scenes. But overall, I feel like everybody's recovering pretty well. Yeah. Recovering, probably not the right word for it. The draft will be the question. And I think the draft is where it could fall apart for a few people. If they're counting, like you said, you know, if you get a run at the wrong time, they end up, you know, they're just taking whatever they can get in some spots. And maybe they haven't vetted them well enough. I don't know. That could be, you could see that fall apart a little bit there. I hope not. I'm not wishing that on anybody. But
No, not at all. You know, I mean, how many teams are going to want to go kicker? You know, there's only 4 kickers.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's like 8 or 9 teams that could go kicker still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, are they going to try and get that kicker or rely on getting that kicker and miss that run?
Yeah. 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 And that'll be interesting to watch, too, because of them increasing the value. Did that make some teams that might have gone kicker before change their minds?
Right.
I don't know. And they're still, I feel like the league's still going to talk about nerfing kickers. They're probably going to have that conversation every season. They talk about it this year and it didn't pass. So
good.
I mean, that'd be like a double punch, you know, hey, they're going to cost you more and they're not going to be quite as good as they were before.
Right. I could see if you had every team had a kicker, you know, and you had some waiting, you know, just like the quarterback running back, you know, but there's not enough for every team even. So it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know, not to mention, I mean, like 5 teams have punters, 4 teams have punters, something like that.
Right.
You know, and so it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Let me look at my notes here because I just had a concussion moment. Huh?
What else you got?
Well, we mentioned, I'm like, at this point, linebackers can't be drafted as defensive ends. I think that's the only thing that can't be drafted at an alternate position. I think everybody else can.
So there's, in the league rules, because I've had to bring this up in the Salt Lake locker room.
Ah.
Because teams were talking to some of the guys and that they wanted to draft him at that position. Mm-hmm. You can't. So in the rookie draft process in the rule book 4.4, safeties can go corner. Safeties can go free safety, you know, swap.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive end and tackle and defensive line and O-line. And that's it.
Okay.
To be drafted. You know, I mean, once you're a free agent and signing stuff like that, it's a totally different thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for the draft purposes, that's it.
Did you ever get why?
No.
Hmm. No. I'd love to know. I mean, I'm not trying to stir things up. I mean, sometimes I am, but not this time. I'm not trying to stir things up. I'd love to know. I because it's still football. It's still... I mean, we you can do it. You can, you know, a guy can play a season as a linebacker and then be a defensive end. Right. So why can't we do this here? You see, you know, you got a team in college that's running a 3-4 and they've got a 265-pound outside linebacker. He sometimes goes rush end in a 4-3 when he gets drafted. So why not here? But maybe
the only thing I could think of is putting those limits on it so it didn't turn out like a supplemental draft.
Could potentially.
I could see that part, but other than that, I'm with you.
Could potentially. But, gosh, even that, I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe that's the concern. But, you know, I'll give a great example. We talked about Matthew Holford earlier. You know, I think Matthew Holford – fine with another season in the minors. We chatted about it a little bit. He's fine with another season in the minors. So if one of these, and there's a lot of good linebacker prospects, one of these linebacker prospects takes that spot, I'm using air quotes, that he might have otherwise got as a defensive end, Matt's he's gonna come back, he's gonna build up and come out in the next season frankly pretty good. And so, you know, I'm kind of like, but again, I may be missing a point. I may be, you know, maybe they, when what they're looking at, that's actually not going to happen, going to create a glut at defensive line. I don't know. We'll see. So as it stands right now, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, because I tell you, at least on my mock so far, you know, I've always talked about the giving a lot of love to this linebacking core that's in the minor mm-hmm. leagues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always talked about like the top 10 or 12,
mm-hmm.
right?
A lot of good linebackers.
I don't have them all going. I don't have them all being drafted. There's not enough need out there.
Are all those linebackers two-season guys or no?
Some of them are, I think.
Okay.
I mean, they got to be. I mean, with their builds.
Right.
You know, Miles Gibson, it's got to be. Mm-hmm. Garrett Hudson, maybe. Axel Raven. Let me look at the linebackers. Anyway, there's I'm sure there's a few of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now you brought up Axel Raven because I saw on another mock draft they had him as the number one draft pick going to San Diego.
Right.
If you're San Diego, they've still got two linebackers. Yeah. They've got Devin King. Rather monstrous, also known as Baby Bash from his non-contract time.
Yep.
So why do you draft a guy that's going to be your third linebacker, possibly, unless they're going to move, unless one of the other guys is lower value and they're going to move him? Why do you draft a guy that's going to be on the bench part of the time with your number one pick when there's so many good linebacker prospects?
Right. And the guy that – so they also have Pete Mitchell. Right, who signed at a 68.4, which is still better than all of the linebackers in the draft except for Miles Gibson.
Oh.
Right? He's at a 65.08.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're right. I mean, unless you're going to absolutely stick to the 4.3.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, go ahead.
And maybe a 3.3 nickel.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're going to make that commitment. I think that's something – I'm watching some of these teams. I've said this before. I think sometimes some of these teams look at things through the wrong lens, and they kind of waste personnel. And you mentioned using everybody in the minors. God, I hate putting money on the bench. I hate it so much. And I wonder sometimes, oh, well, we need this guy's high value, blah, 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 blah. You know, yeah, but you're not going to use him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't care what their value is if you're not going to use it.
That's all right, though. I mean, you know, we need teams at the bottom of the rankings.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Everybody needs a little cannon fodder.
That's right. You know, you leave money on a bench, that's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah, I've seen a couple moves like that that I'm kind of like, have you actually done anything? Have you run a sim before? Have you been watching? You know, so.
So I think the linebacker, I mean, a lot of great guys. And I think, you know, their values are okay. You know, I mean, Miles Gibson, obviously 65. The rest of them are 60. Well, Leon Thunderman's got a 63. Everybody else is 62 and below.
Okay.
Which isn't bad, you know, but a lot of them are fantastic for what they're going to do for their teams.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know, a lot of those guys were working on something.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's Swamp Talk or doing stuff with Slynn or whatever. I think eight of those top 12 core linebackers that I talked about were doing something, which is why they were at the top.
Yeah. Yeah. I can see that. I'm making the mistake of just looking at what you're doing on the field. And while that obviously matters, there's more to it than that, isn't there?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, when I was doing my positional rankings and stuff, that was the stuff that I was looking at, obviously the builds, the what you're doing off the field, and activity. Those were the three big things I was looking at.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Build's only one piece of that. So, yeah.
Yep.
It's a good call. Where, if you had to guess, way too early to make this prediction, where do you think we could see just a huge surprise? You remember your rookie year, and it made sense. Otis Boudreau, 10th pick, you know, and a few people kind of like, whoa, you know. And again,
everybody freaked out.
Yeah. Again, though, I think people weren't really looking very clearly at the situation at that time and why they did that. But do you see a potential for that, something like that, anywhere in this draft? I mean, it's a surprise. So, you know, kind of hard to predict.
I do have a kicker going in the first round.
Okay.
Late, but. Going in the first round. So I wouldn't call that, you know, the same thing as number 10,
mm-hmm.
like Otis did, you know, but again, Otis was doing fantastic things off the field.
Yep.
I don't think there's any surprises this year like that, this draft. Other than if somebody were to go and, you know, pick somebody with a much lower value because of what they do off the field.
Right.
That could be a surprise. I mean, because there's some lower value people that are doing some stuff.
Sure.
You know, what was it? Was it Mike Savage? Was he the one that was scouting?
Might be. I heard somebody talking about Mike Savage recently, and I think that might have been what they said.
Let's see. Jimmy Hazard was. A little bit. Mike Churchill.
So Mike
Churchill was scouting. You know, lower value. But, hey, if teams are looking for a scout, which every team is.
Yep.
You know.
That's a good point.
You could be up in there.
That is a good point. Yeah, I could see that. And that's the thing. I don't know how many of these teams. I'm a little less plugged into the entire minor league this season than I have been in the past. I don't know how many guys are out there that are doing that.
I think it's only two.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's significant. So, yeah, that could raise his value significantly, depending on. Yeah,
absolutely. The info that I got was Mike Churchill was helping out, learning, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. which is big, and Jimmy Hazard.
Yeah.
Those are the only two I ever heard about that were doing any scouting, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like I said, it was crazy to me mm-hmm. that these guys were not trying to jump on that, you know, because when my rookie year, like I said, it was me and Jess.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. So it was kind of a head scratcher for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, but I do know that a lot of the rookies in the minors were going to be buying the 360s and getting the game. And I know somebody was talking about it earlier today, right? So they're making the steps.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe they're having those conversations with teams.
Yeah,
that we don't see. So could be
that's true. Yeah, you never know, and they might get in there and just be, you know, they've been completely focused on getting to the majors. Now learning to scout would help you, but they might be completely focused on that. And then when they get there, it's gonna kind of hit home or whatever. I don't know, but you make a good point. I know a couple of my some of my San Jose guys, relatively recently, were like, "Hey, I got a 360, and I got the game." It's like, all right. And I had a couple of private conversations and be like, okay, here's what you need to be looking for. Here's something you need to be looking for when you're doing this. You know, so
yeah, it's possible. Well, we had in Salt Lake, we had Isaiah King mm-hmm. who wanted to learn. He doesn't have a 360. He didn't have the game, but he wanted to learn to scout. So, you know, there's the pictures of the plays going around that are available. So, mm-hmm. you know, I was talking with him.
We use those. That. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Here's, you know, doing a little scouting. I showed him a playbook, you know, and this is kind of how we do it. So I think Isaiah will be in on that too if he can get a 360 in the game.
Cool. Yeah. Need scouts. On that topic.
I'll look at the pictures and I'm like, dude, that's going to take hours.
You know? I would love to have those. I probably need two monitors and have it like up there for me. Now, I'm at the point now where I don't need to look at every play to recognize it for scouting, which is a little embarrassing because that means I've looked at them a bajillion times. But it, you know, it is what it is. And truth be told, some of it was just learning APF's terminology because.
Yeah.
As you know, I've been coaching football most of my adult life. And that's a play we run all the time. We just called it something else. And I just had to get it's like starting at a new school and not being the head coach. And I got to learn their, you know, the way they do it. So that was part of that. I would need that. Like, it was almost easier for me just having the screen up. I've watched the game on my laptop and have this on my TV. So I could scroll through the plays. It was hard with those pictures.
So much easier with a game.
Yeah.
You know, when you can scout a game in an hour and a half and be good.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing I think surprises some of the young guys. And you and I talked about this before, getting in there and doing the scouting is a grind.
Yeah.
Such a grind.
Well, I'm happy to get that scouting over with and just sit. you know, granted, you know, I mean, even those last, you know, the getting ready for that championship for mm-hmm. Salt Lake, I probably ran 30 sims in mm-hmm. 3 days. Mm-hmm. You know, Art was the same way. You know, we were mm-hmm. talking about it. Art's like, well, hell, that was a waste of 13 hours of simming. I'm like, what? Sorry, bro. I love that dude.
He did say that to me as well. poor guy. We're not laughing at you, Art. Really, we're laughing with you.
With you, bro.
Through the tears. Yeah, we've all been there. You've all been like, what is this crap? This is not what I did.
Yeah, that and that's the conversation that we were having.
Yeah.
Because that game was just, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah, it was something. It was something. All right, any final thoughts on the draft or free agency?
No, you know, I mean, anybody that watches this from the minors, you know, good luck and mm-hmm. hope you're, don't give up. You know, there's still a few days left. Don't give up talking to those teams.
No. Oh, God, dude, I've been DMing and I've done a couple of calls. I've done four calls with GMs in the last 2 days and then DMing like crazy, asking about my guys. And I told him, I said, they're still asking questions, guys. Yeah. So
I'm sure Ross is doing the same thing because I haven't even heard a peep out of Ross in 2 days.
No. Well, we tried to get him on here and he blew us off. Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Ross.
It's not like you have something better to do. okay. Well, yeah, my last point here. They're not point. My last bullet point in my little. We kind of. I feel like we might have touched on this a little bit. What do you think about forced retirement? Did we talk about that before?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we talked about the 20 seasons, 15 seasons.
That's right. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I think it's good.
No need to rehash that. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I'm with you. If it's a number like that, I don't like 10. I don't like 10.
Yeah, no, 10's not enough.
How about minor league progressions? I think something needs to change with the minor league progressions. I think I've said before, I'd love to see it takes you four seasons to get to that just like max build, almost like a college thing. And I realize that's a lot, but.
No, I think that's a great point because the progression definitely needs to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you still want these guys to have some value when they do get in the league,
mm-hmm.
you know? So is it moving it to three or four seasons? Obviously the opportunity to call anybody up at any time should still be there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have somebody drop off the team, whatever, miss progressions,
which we know is still going to happen.
It happens. So that option should still be there. But yeah, I think three, four seasons, you know, it may be good. Are some of these, I think about it. Would I have wanted to wait three or four seasons to get on a major league team? Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
That's a good point.
You know,
that's a good point.
Again, we just, you know, we gave a lot of props to these guys that were in their second season, you know, that they stuck it out and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just slowing down the progressions, you know, the 5 and 8, maybe that's too much, you mm-hmm. know, maybe a 3 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
A whole season, something like that.
Well, I think they might be moving to the same system that we have in the majors. So if okay. you're copper or bronze or silver, it makes a difference. And that would be one way of fixing that.
I think it's good because it would get those minor leaguers the understanding of how the system works once they do get it in the SFL.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nope, I think that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah, I had a long conversation, DM conversation with one of my players today about contracts, about progressions. He didn't know anything. Well, he knew a few things about animations, but just, he was just asking questions. He was just curious. He wanted to know, you know, which good for him. I realized in that conversation that all right, so this is the guy that's been checking in, two-season guy, been checking in, been doing his progression, he's been great. He hasn't really learned much about it other than, you know, we gave him his build, we helped him out, but he didn't really learn all the details to it until today.
Right. And it is something that I've talked about, you know, that information, I'm going to say it like this, it may be the wrong way, but it's not public knowledge.
No.
You know, it's not on the website.
Nope.
You got to go digging for it.
Mm-hmm.
Some teams
don't readily teach their guys about it when they get to the majors.
Right. You know, so I think that needs to be part of, granted now with the automated system, it's a little bit different. Everybody can kind of get on there and see it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the minor leaguers probably can't do that either because you needed a login for it. So,
oh, that's a good point.
Right. So
But they're probably going to change that.
Yeah. I mean, there was the news article about it where you could see the screenshots of it and things like that. So, no, things like that need to be public knowledge somewhere. You know, this is what it looks like. This is the progression on what it looks like. You know, we've always had to go digging for those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a really good point. That's a really good point. And I just think, and one of the things we were talking today, and this guy was asking me just about teams. You know, he's a curious guy. It's Joe Green, by the way. Somebody draft Joe Green. Great guy. Wise beyond his years, mature beyond his years. He's going to be great for you. And he was asking all kinds of questions, and I've had other people ask some of these questions as well. And we were just talking about how teams do, you know, adding animations and then cutting them at, you know, some positions, adding animations, cutting them at contract time, you know, rinse, slather, repeat, all of that jazz.
Yeah.
That was the wrong order. I'm clean, I promise. I do it right when I'm in the shower. We're not going to talk about me in the shower. But yeah, anyway, we were asking, he was talking about that stuff. And, but that's not readily available. And I didn't start learning that stuff until my insane roommate started, you know, kind of explaining some of it to me. And,
right. No, great questions though.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, we were asking those too in season one, you know, hey, can I see what a contract looks like,
mm-hmm.
you know, just so I could see one. I mean, mm-hmm. they didn't show me, but yeah. You know, just things like that. I wanted to know. So I get it. I get the questions, and they're great questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, the more knowledge you get, the better citizen of the league you are too.
Absolutely.
There may be some teams out there that disagree.
Well, I'm sure half probably.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, some of these guys, you know, are going to start coming in the SFL and probably move up their team depth charts pretty quick, you know, mm-hmm. get into coaching. I mean, look at Eagle, mm-hmm. you know, Eagle's now part owner of a team,
mm-hmm.
you know, we've been in the league 3 seasons now,
mm-hmm.
and now he's part owner. So you got guys like that are just going to roll through the progression of the team in the front office.
Yep.
And it's good for these guys to know that stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And Eagle's not even that talented. So if he can do it, anyone can.
Right.
I couldn't resist.
Much love, Eagle. Much love. Dougie at work?
Dougie's at work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I put him to work. I put him to work on a couple of progressions plans. We need to get in. I need to get Cam Colliers in there and stuff like that.
Yeah, he's working with Jeff's good already. So.
Yep. Oh, he's. I know he is so happy. He's out there on his laptop. He comes running in. he showed me yours or Robo's the other day, and I was like, "That great."
Yeah, he's gonna be mad at me. Jeff and I were just talking about mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm totally going 180 of what Dougie wanted me to do.
Fine. Okay, so last topic I put on there, then we can, if you've got stuff, we can do it. And I have brought this up before, something I'm really looking forward to. Stability. We have, for the first time since I've joined the league, we have a season without a lot of major changes. We went to legendary setting last season. We went from 17 to 20 the season before. We went before the season before that. We went from 12 to 17. And each one of those has had, I think, pretty large changes. And some teams adjusted and some did not. This season, you've had a full season of legendary. We didn't mess with it in the off season. They did test a couple of things. To their credit, they didn't just slap those in there and say, oh yeah, this will be great. They tested them and decided not to do them. I love it. I love that. We get a couple of seasons worth of looking at how teams adapt. And like we've been mentioning, there have been some, I feel like, some changes. All these fullbacks in the league now, for example, is a big one. How about you? How are you feeling? Second season with legendary? Feeling good?
Yeah. You know, I feel better now with that, the minor league season two, you know, got a little extra look at it. But as you talk about the stability, I think it's fantastic. And I think everybody will catch on now. Right. And I think those teams that were good last year, maybe that didn't have a whole lot of turnover, will be even better.
Right.
Florida, Fort Worth. Right. I think they're going to be even better because
even Vancouver, they didn't have a lot of change.
Nope. Right. So I think those teams are going to be even better. With that stability, you know, but enjoy it now because I mean, what are we going to get next season? You know, probably some either roster or team expansion. So we're going to have some more changes. So yeah, enjoy the one season of stability. but no, I like it. You know, I mean, you know, we're going to have some changes here in Louisiana. So, that'll be fun. You know, bringing in you guys, loving it. And you guys fucking lighten up the locker room. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, we get a little, that's what happens when you got people that aren't really working that hard.
Right. Well, I'm so I retired from the Navy last October, and then I went straight to work for the school system. Right. So now school is over.
Yeah.
And I'm not going back because those guys just drove me crazy at the school. You know, I can't work with civilians. I don't think it just doesn't work.
Well, hey, bro, you know, I spent a lot of years working in school districts.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. So now I think I'm just going to sit back and I'm just retired now. You know, I make more money than I made when I was active duty.
Okay. You know,
retirement and disability and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I'm on a schedule. You know, I wake up, I work out, I check the stocks.
Yeah.
I start cleaning the house, get ready for dinner, and then I just chill. That's my day now.
I like it.
So I got a little bit of time. We'll see. I don't know. It's only 2 days now, so we'll see how it goes by the end of summer.
That is one thing I'm going to miss. I've had, I coached for 21 years, but I wasn't in school districts that entire time. It was about 15, 17. Boy, having that summer break.
Yeah.
So I don't have that anymore.
You just coached, or did you work in the school too? Like, I was security.
I worked in the school too. I did. I did campus security. I just teacher aid. Most of the time, I was the room people went to when it was like, you go a little bit further and you're going to be in the principal's office. So you're going to go to Coach Craven's room and he's going to talk to you and settle your ass down.
Nice.
Yeah. Which was kind of fun to be. Hey, I enjoyed it. I always got along better with those kids that were on the edge
that's why I took the job.
Yeah.
I figure I could connect with some of those kids that are on that edge or even past the edge. Right. Yeah. 'Cause I was a jacked up kid.
Yeah.
So I could kind of correlate with them a little bit, you know, that's why I took the job. And I was able to do that, you know, even through all the COVID and stuff like that. But, you know, we had kids back in the school in January. So I was able to do some of that. So I love that part, you know, working with the school people though.
I knew that. I knew it. I knew you were at that. That's the part that ruins it.
You bastard stress me out and I don't get paid enough for it.
Yep. Yeah, I got in trouble with my last job. One of my former players came through. He was dropping off his little brother. And this was the place you went to. The next step was juvie. You know, or jail. Sometimes it was to jail and then back there and then back to jail. I got in trouble for two things. One being asked on an employee survey if the program was working, and I said no. And also one of my former players came through and was like, "Oh, coach, how you doing?" And I was like, good to see you. And he's like, "You're over here now." And I go, "Yeah, worst job I've ever had in the school." And one of the teachers heard me say that. Now, okay, I wasn't trying to keep it a secret anyway. If they'd asked me that, I would have told them. But they don't like hearing that in school districts.
I mean, one, that's what surveys are for.
Yep.
You know, if you don't want the answer, don't ask.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah, right.
Why'd you ask me?
I got an opinion. You know, everybody knew I was unhappy the last month or two. Mm-hmm. I told everybody, I'm not coming back. I won't be back. Mm-hmm. So I get it.
Yep.
I'm a one and done, though, 1 year.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
How's the new equipment?
Fantastic. I was going to try out, I mentioned earlier, I was going to try out my new recorder, but I'm missing a couple of cables that I need. Oh, okay. So I'm just doing this the old-fashioned way. I was playing around with it. I uploaded some sounds on the sound pad, so you're going to get, you know, rim shots and things like that in future shows. Possibly cows mooing. I don't know. Whatever strikes me, we're going to have that.
Whenever Dougie's on.
Oh, yeah. There'll be lots of that. Loving it. There's a couple more things that I've kind of been going, yeah, maybe I'll get that too. Honestly, I'm at a place right now where my bank account's just getting bigger and bigger every month.
I like that.
I haven't adjusted. I get paid every 2 weeks, and I haven't gotten paid every 2 weeks in years. I got paid every month. And so I got on the app. We're talking about stuff that doesn't have anything to do with the SFL. I don't care. It's my show. I got on the app to pay my phone bill. I was like, what the hell? What's going on here? You know, because there was more money in there than it should have been. I'm like, right, it was payday. Duh. You know, so
I'm just the opposite way. You know, military, we got paid every 2 weeks, you know, 28 years. Yeah. And now I'm just getting paid once a month. Now that I'm retired, you know.
It's an adjustment. Yeah.
Yeah. So all good.
Yeah, but loving the equipment, loving the ability to do a show. I mean, I got a fan blowing on me now, and it's, you're not going to, you know, my old stuff, sometimes the fan would kick on the laptop, and it sounded like I was standing next to a waterfall. Got none of that going on.
You need to turn that fan on higher so we can see your hair blowing in the wind.
See the peppermint patty commercial? Yeah, that's the next step. I'm going to start doing video shows. Why, I don't know, but maybe we ought to do a fundraiser at the convention, take bids, and the highest bid it's for charity, and the highest bidder gets to shave my head.
Ooh, you want to do that?
I don't care.
You could just, you know, do a autographed helmet or something.
Yeah, we could do that. I don't ever so often I'm like, holy crap, I look like a roadie for the Grateful Dead.
That's all right.
Yeah,
I tried growing my hair, and I just couldn't do it anymore.
Well, this was sort of a COVID, you know, F you to COVID thing. I was like, you know, because I've never grown it long like this before. And then it's like, well, we're going to, you know, 15 days to flatten the curve. And here we are a year and some later. And it's funny because I moved to Oklahoma. Nobody here knew me before. One of the kids the other day made some crack about, I'll bet Craven smoked a few in his day. And I was like, I looked at him and said, that's profiling, and profiling is wrong. I'm like, what? Just because I'm from the West Coast and I've got long hair?
What's up, man? You got nice hair, though, man. You got nice hair. If I grow mine out like that, it looks like a fucking palm tree. Because I got such thick hair, you know?
Yeah. It is funny. I had curly. My hair was curly as hell when I was younger, but now it's just not doing it. Yeah, we went way off the rails.
Way off.
That's all right.
Talking about your hair.
Yeah, that's all right. Bryant Dynasty somewhere is going, wait, why can't I be there for this?
I'm going to want to trade some jerseys. I may have to buy a couple more, but I want to trade some jerseys at the convention for sure.
That would be cool. And, you know, I'd really be surprised if Sector Slow is going to hook me up with a jersey if I ordered it now. I don't think they get there before the convention.
I don't know. A couple guys, I mean, in the locker room there, they were just ordering it. And was it like 2 weeks or something? It was already being shipped.
Those are probably normal sized people. I needed jerseys. Of course, if I'm just going to trade them, I can get average sized jerseys. Size,
right?
Yeah. That's a good point. Because I'm not getting them to wear them. I'm just getting them to hang them up.
Yeah. Yeah, I might hang up. I got the three colors for Louisiana, and I might have to get some more.
See, this is why I need to talk to people more often, because I don't think of these things.
Or just get the helmet. I mean, they're a little cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, I got 3 or 4 helmets that I bought.
Also a good idea. Looking forward to the convention. You're going to be there, yeah?
I am, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't.
Wife and I are taking a little trip.
That's right.
Making a trip of it, yeah.
That's right.
Down to Jax and then over to Houston. Yeah, it should be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Doug is actually moving to Graveyard Shift,
okay.
Which I was like, you're kind of nuts, but I get why he's doing it. We were talking about, you know, plans for coming down, and all of a sudden he's like, oh, so I'll work and then we'll leave in the morning. I was like, oh, so I'm driving is what you're telling me. All right. I got
That's
you.
What that means. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of like, let's get an extra night. I'll pay for it. I don't care. I'll pay for an extra night, but I want to get down there Thursday for the meet and greet. I want to go to Mike St. Green's house, you know, but I don't know if we're going to make it.
We'll be there Thursday. I don't know if I'm going to make it over to Mike St. Green's, but, you know, after that much drive, and the wife and I would probably just hang out in a hotel room.
Yeah, I get
a couple
that.
Of drinks, and yeah, it's like 24 hours of driving.
Yeah, it's only like, I think, 7 for us, so that's not too bad.
Nope, should be fun, though. Should be a good time.
Going to be a good time.
Not happy about our game, but.
Vancouver, going to be a good game. It's going to be a good team, but. I know. Maybe, you know, Doug and I were talking about that. Maybe Cam was afraid there'd be fisticuffs if we had some of the other games.
Well, and you put us against Vancouver?
I don't know.
He's just
protecting his deposit on the on the venue.
I got it. You know, we would have been good against just about anybody else.
Right.
Yeah, London. Okay.
Yeah.
But Vancouver.
I think the number one antagonist for Vancouver is long gone, so we probably don't have to worry about that. And I'm not going to poke at him.
Yeah. I won't online here where everybody can watch.
I may have a hard time watching our game in the hall with people. I'm like pacing around and I don't know. It's probably, honestly, actually, it's probably going to be like, because like I would get in VC with the team at Lone Star because I knew that would keep me from losing my shit.
Right.
You know, because if it was just me, I was like, you know how it gets.
Yeah.
But if I was in there, it's like, all right, keep it cool. Oh, that's disappointing. That's not how I wanted that to go. And meanwhile, I was like crushing bricks because I was so pissed, but at least they weren't hearing it. So I don't know. I just don't want to be on camera breaking a chair over Doug because the playbook didn't go right.
As he's knocked out then on the floor and you're shoving Twinkies down his throat.
We're trying to revive him. That's not how it works. I'm trying to get my boy Cameron Collier to take vacation and fly out there, but I don't think he's going to do it.
Where's he live at?
Washington. Just across the river from Portland / Antifa land.
Got it. Well, how those Portland guys getting down? I would assume that'd be a long drive. That'd be a really long drive.
When I was hoping to make it to a convention sometime, I just assumed I was going to be flying when I lived up there. So, because that'd just be brutal. You'd have to go either all the way south and go over, or you got to go over the Rockies at some point.
Yeah. I was stationed up there in Seattle.
Oh, were you?
And we transferred to Tennessee.
Okay.
So we had to drive that, you know, 2 kids in the car, 3 kids in the car, a dog, mother-in-law. It was ridiculous.
Where in Seattle? Bellingham?
Everett.
Okay. Yeah. That's right.
The base up there.
Yeah. Did they have the subs up there? I remember one of the places.
Those were in Bremerton.
Okay. Yeah.
I hated it up there.
Did you?
Rain.
Oh, sure. Hey, only like 300 days out of the year. Come on.
Yeah. Well, right. And then it doesn't even warm up enough, you know. I mean, we were out 4th of July 1 year and we were wearing our damn winter jackets because it was so cold.
Yeah.
In July.
Yeah. That's true.
Crazy.
That's why it's so green. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. All right. Well,
cool.
At this point, we're I don't remember last time we mentioned the SFL. So we're just gonna call it good. Maybe next week Twin Screw will get his priorities back in order. Not Twin Screw. I'm sorry, your priorities are good. See, I'm doing more shows with you now, so you supplanted. Yeah. Slynn will get his priorities in order. Good grief. I've had concussions, remember. So thanks for joining me, buddy. This has been Coach's Corner. And as usual, we didn't stay on topic. But if you've been here before, you know very well that that's what happens. Thanks for joining us, folks. We'll see you next time.